You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday the 31st of March 2020 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at RadioAlbion.com. Well, I'll just begin today's episode by reminding everyone that while you're not at work and you're at home, it's a great time to check out the Radio Albion archive. There's loads of shows on there that aren't date specific. There's lots of shows looking back into history, looking at religion, looking at things from a racial perspective, lots of narrations, lots of audiobooks, hours and hours, thousands of hours worth of content that's on there that will help you to pass the time. And a lot of it is also content that you could send to others. Shows like The Greatest Britons, The History of the Kings of Britain, all that sort of thing. It's a great time to be sharing our content with others. I also want to remind people that we do require your donations to keep the website going, and there's never been a better time to be buying Bitcoin. It's half the price it was a couple of months back. Very easy to do. You just go to localbitcoins.co.uk, purchase some Bitcoin, and send it to our wallet. It's probably best to send it to your wallet first and then send it on to ours. Well, I want to highlight today the fact that all these problems that we're facing now with this coronavirus have been brought about by us going against natural law. If we look at the natural world, we see that birds of a feather flock together. Different kinds don't mix together. The sperm whales hang out with the sperm whales, the blue whales hang out with the blue whales, the humpback whales hang out with the humpback whales. They don't all mingle together within one territory because that's unnatural. And when we do unnatural things, when we go against the natural order, the way things are, the consequences of that punish us. And the universe tries to correct us because what we are doing is wrong. And the more we go against what we should be doing, the worse the consequences of what we are doing become. And you can look at immigration. When immigration first started after the Second World War, first off, there was an increase in burglaries and an increase in muggings and an increase in prostitution and an increase in drug dealing. And then the crime started getting more violent, and then we started getting gangs on the streets. We started getting shootings. We started getting organized rape gangs. Then we had terrorism. We had masses of people being killed, or individuals being beheaded, being killed in particularly brutal ways. And we had various diseases that were also being brought to our country that we hadn't seen for 100 years. And now we've got this pandemic, which has been brought to our country from a country on the other side of the world. It's been brought over here from China. The easiest thing in the world would have been to just quarantine China. As soon as we learned about this, we should have closed our borders to China. And instead of doing that, the people that were saying we should be closing our borders were accused of being racist. So now we have this pandemic on our hands. And it's all been brought about by going against the natural order and by promoting this insane doctrine of multiculturalism and diversity and pretending that it's somehow a good thing to mix all the peoples of the world together. I mean, if you're a Christian, all you have to do is look back to the parable of the Tower of Babylon. Whether that happened or not, what it is telling us is that mixing all the peoples together is unnatural. It's not something that that God decrees for us. The nations are supposed to be kept separate. If we intermingle them all together, the chances are that they will interbreed and we'll lose the nations. We will lose our originality. We'll lose the things that make us different to everybody else. We will lose our talents. And of course, that's what we've seen happen throughout history, where peoples have mingled together. The civilization has fallen because the people that are left behind, the mixed race people that are left behind, they don't have what it takes to maintain that civilization because it was created by a different ethnicity, essentially. And we still have people today that are trying to say that it's racist to point out that this disease that we have now originated in China. I mean, diseases like this, they are named after the area where they began. We have the Spanish flu, we have Middle East respiratory syndrome, and Donald Trump is calling this the China virus. And it's quite accurate for him to call it that. And if we look at the areas that have the worst cases of it, we can see that before it exploded in these places, such as Italy, there were high-placed people in the establishment calling for us to mingle with the very people that were most likely to have this disease. A video clip from late February shows Nancy Pelosi encouraging large groups of people to congregate in San Francisco's Chinatown, before she would later go on to blame President Trump's early denial for the spread of coronavirus. So she's literally telling people to put themselves in harm's way to virtue signal, to show that they're not racist. Kill yourself to show that you're not racist is essentially what that advice was. And it was the Chinese that were most likely to have this because it originated in China. When this disease blew up in Vietnam, the Vietnamese went round to all the places where the Chinese were employed. They rounded them all up and they tested them. They weren't concerned about being accused of being racist. What they were concerned about was protecting the rest of the country from catching this disease. The footage, which was taken on February the 24th, is introduced by a reporter, noting how Pelosi wanted residents to understand how it's perfectly safe to be here in Chinatown. Well, the majority of people might have been safe to be there, but there was a very, very high chance that there would be likely to be people there that were actually carrying this virus, because a lot of the Chinese do go back to China for New Year. It's very important for them. And the flights came back from Wuhan into America. Flights came back from China into America. There was no closing of the borders in America. So this Chinatown is probably the most likely place people could go to actually catch this. Pelosi said, "We do want to say to people, come to Chinatown. Here we are. Come join us." The reporter then explains how the stunt was a response to San Francisco's Chinatown experiencing a drop in business since the outbreak of coronavirus in Wuhan, China. Well, that's to be expected, isn't it? If you know that a certain community in a multicultural area is very likely to have a deadly disease, people are going to want to avoid those people. They should have been quarantined. The whole country of China should have been prevented from having anybody come out from there into the rest of the world. It would have been very easy to do. I mean, we were told about this straight away. Russia did this. Russia closed all its borders with China. But the rest of the world didn't. The rest of the world thought, well, we'll just bury our heads in the sand and pretend that this isn't going to affect us. We'll just kick the ball down the road, we'll kick the can down the road and see where we are in 3 or 4 months' time and see if we need to deal with it then. All of this could have been prevented. Just think how this is for the elderly and for people that need to have other humans around them. I mean, we are a very tactile people. We like to hug others. We like to shake hands. We need to have human contact. We need to have contact with other human beings. And because of this, we can't have that. We have to go out in masks and gloves. We can't get close to other people because of this. You think of the psychological damage that this is doing, besides the physical damage, and the fact that business was dropping slightly in Chinatown, Nancy Pelosi seemed to think as more important than the threat that it was going to cause to people by going there. San Francisco has since recorded 340 confirmed cases of coronavirus and 5 people have died. The video is particularly eye-opening since yesterday on CNN, Pelosi blamed President Trump's denial at the beginning for the spread of coronavirus throughout the United States. Well, it seems to me that every Western politician was in denial when this happened. Nationalists weren't. Nationalists were talking about this. Nationalists were investigating to find out what masks we were going to need. And we're warning people, don't go on holiday. Don't go abroad. Our countries have not closed the borders with China. We are going to be experiencing an epidemic within a couple of months. As previously highlighted, health officials in New York gave identical advice, urging residents to gather in crowds to celebrate the Chinese Lunar New Year. And of course, I don't have to remind you that New York is the center of the outbreak in America. At least half the deaths and cases of coronaviruses are happening just within that one state. Today, our city is celebrating the Lunar New Year parade in Chinatown, a beautiful cultural tradition with a rich history in our city, wrote New York City Health Commissioner Osiris Barbeau. I want to remind everyone to enjoy the parade and not change any plans due to misinformation spreading about coronavirus. What misinformation? I mean, this is a health commissioner of all people. She should know better than to be telling people to put themselves at risk by going into the community that is most likely to have this disease. And it hasn't stopped now. We've got Rhode Island, which is, I believe, is next door to New York. And I don't think it has any coronavirus cases, or it has very few. And the governor of Rhode Island yesterday made a law to ban people from New York from coming into Rhode Island or saying that they had to go into quarantine. And straight away, the governor of New York, Cuomo, started squealing about that, oh, this was discrimination. This is against the Constitution. We can't have this. So the Rhode Island governor has now had to say that applies to everyone. Everyone has got to go for this 2 weeks quarantine or everyone is not allowed into Rhode Island. Which is going to cause problems. What is wrong with pointing out the people that are most likely to have this and avoiding them? I mean, that is the most sensible thing to do is work out exactly who has this and avoid them. And yet we still haven't learned our lesson. And Cuomo is complaining about the governor of Rhode Island doing that. This message encouraging people to go to the Chinese community was echoed by Mark D. Levine, chair of a New York City Council Health Committee, who lauded how huge crowds gathering in New York City's Chinatown was a powerful show of defiance of the coronavirus scare, tweeting 4 images of large groups of people gathered to celebrate the occasion. And how did their powerful show of defiance against the coronavirus scare, how did that end up? It ended up with all the hospitals in New York being overwhelmed. Particularly, I met that Mount Zion Hospital, that's apparently filled right the way up now. They've got morgues that they're having to build outside. They've got hospitals that they're having to build in Central Park there. Mayor Bill de Blasio also urged New Yorkers to get out on the town despite coronavirus and visit the cinema as late as March the 2nd. March the 2nd. Just at the beginning of this month, he was telling people to get out and ignore coronavirus. Back in February, leftist officials in Italy were urging their citizens to go outside and hug Chinese people in order to fight racism. We even saw on a video this mayor in Italy, and he was pulling the mask off a Chinese man and hugging him. And that is now the centre of the outbreak in Italy. It's this mad anti-racist attitude, this zeal that our establishment has for anti-racism, that has actually caused all of this. That's what's at the bottom of it. So I think people are going to are questioning why the borders weren't closed. I think people are going to realise that the reason why we have this problem is because of globalism. And on top of that, we're also now got the problem that so much of what we use, so much of what we need, it actually needs to be imported from outside, and we're not self-sufficient in our countries, because this is going to become a large part of this as well. We're having to rely on China for a lot of our medical needs. And of course, a lot of stuff that comes from China is faulty. And this is the problem that we're coming up with now. The Dutch government has recalled 600,000 medical masks imported from China to fight the Chinese virus after the masks were revealed to have defective filters. The Netherlands ordered 1.3 million masks from the communist nation to protect medical staff and patients from the deadly virus that emerged from China. The masks, which arrived on March the 21st, were soon discovered to have faulty membranes, thus rendering them useless in preventing the spread of coronavirus. The masks had already been shipped to hospitals throughout the country, but it has not been reported whether or not medical staff had already begun using the faulty Chinese masks. Of course, how dangerous is that if people had actually started using them? And they did have the European Union standards mark on there to say that they had actually been built to the European Union standards. The Netherlands is just the latest European country to fall prey to defective medical equipment from China. Spain, which only trails Italy in the number of recorded coronavirus deaths in Europe, received thousands of EU-certified coronavirus tests that were revealed to be faulty. The tests were shown to have just a 30% accuracy rate in identifying COVID-19 in patients. Again, how dangerous is that to have faulty tests coming in from China? The Spanish government has so far sent the communist nation €432 million in exchange for medical equipment to fight the Chinese virus. Wouldn't that have been so much better if they could actually make the equipment themselves, if they weren't relying on China? Wouldn't it have been better if in Italy, in Milan, they had made their own clothing instead of importing Chinese to make the clothing for them there? In the Czech Republic, as much as 80% of the 300,000 rapid test kits imported from China have been found to be defective. The test kits, which are reported to have cost the Czech government €1.83 million, show false positive and false negative results when testing patients, according to Prague Morning. Can't we make our own masks? And if we can't make our own masks, why not? How could we have something so important as this that we knew we were likely to need at some point? Don't forget that people have been warning about these pandemics and these epidemics for years. Bill Gates was warning about, I think in particular, a coronavirus one 4 years ago. And yet we're still relying on countries outside of our own to provide essential medical equipment. And we've got the same problem in Britain. Britain's attempt to ramp up mass coronavirus testing has been dealt a blow after key components ordered from overseas were discovered to be contaminated with coronavirus. Laboratories across the country were on Monday warned to expect a delay after traces of the virus were detected in parts due for delivery in the coming days. It comes as ministers and public health chiefs face growing questions over why Britain's testing capacity appears to be lagging far behind other major nations, including the United States and South Korea. Well, it's because we're having to import these things from abroad. We've also heard of masks being taken by other countries. We had a shipment of masks and sanitizer that was stopped at the Channel that was impounded by the French. I don't know whether we managed to get them back from the French. It was either the Czech Republic that held back a load of masks that were supposed to go to Italy. We need to be self-sufficient in these things. And this corona crisis is really, really punishing us for not being self-sufficient. Now, over here in Britain, one of the positive things about this is that we're now seeing companies working together. We've got these think tanks, we've got universities, and we've got the actual practical manufacturing side of the technology, of the medical technology, all working together to produce ventilators. So instead of having these companies competing against one another, these companies are actually working together for the common good. Why can't they always do that? I mean, this is the nationalist or the fascist ideal, is for companies to work together rather than competing to make a profit, but getting the very best people that they have to work together to do what's best for the nation. So essentially, fascism is coming to the rescue as far as that's concerned, and it's the same thing with the food deliveries. They're having to look at what some supermarkets have got and what other supermarkets have in order to make certain that everybody has enough food. And that is a part of fascism. So when we have an emergency like this, we are forced to go back to working in the ways that are conducive to us. So we are forced to conform to the natural order and to be working together for the good of our nation. Once I think the public sees that the majority of the people that are not helping, that are still congregating, are non-white, are in these Muslim communities, I think there's going to be more of a feeling that we need to stop immigration and we need to do something about this. It's not just that this disease has been brought over here by globalism, but globalism itself, and through having these different communities living within one territory, that's creating extra problems. And it also means that the only people that are being arrested by the police for going out are white people going out in the country. The police have been told not to go near the mosques, and the mosques are still meeting. They still had people going to the mosque on Friday, and they still had Muslims outside congregating. And just like in France, where they've said, well, it's just going to be impossible to actually police these migrant areas, the same thing is going to happen in Britain. And then you're going to see this disease take off like wildfire in these migrant communities. And then white people are going to see their grandparents not being put on a ventilator, and they're going to look around and they'll see lots of brown people, young brown people, on the ventilators. And that's going to wind people up all the more. But of course, now we've got our new Coronavirus Act, which basically puts in place a police state. A lot of it is quite worrying, actually, when you look at it. If this disease is as bad as they say it is, then it all does need to be put in place. But it is worrying because there is a lot of potential for abuse there. You don't need to have a coroner's report when somebody dies. People can be forced to take medication. People can be forced to stay indoors. Essentially, it's an act that puts in place a police state. And as we know, with these powers that are given to the police, it's very, very rare that they take them back or they rescind them. They've said that they're going to look at this every 3 months. But look at the way that this is cut back on crime. Look at the way this is cut back on the stabbings, just not having people out. And having people, it's proved that people can work from home. A lot of people can work from home. And it's going to make life a lot easier for the state to have everybody just at home like this, isn't it? Can we trust them to roll this back when it's over with? If it's ever over with. I mean, I do see that there is a glimmer of light on the horizon. We've got people that have been paid in London to actually be infected by the coronavirus, and they're doing tests on them. We've been told that they have got some sort of a vaccine, and they're going to be testing that on humans in September. We've got this chloroquine or whatever it's called, the anti-malaria, antiviral treatment that seems to work. Plus, we've got the summer heat that's coming. And we are being told that this is starting to level off, or it's not going up as fast as they were expecting, which they're putting down to the social distancing measures that we have in place. One thing people have been saying, or some people have been saying, is trying to say, well, all of this is a big hoax because we've been to the hospitals and there's nobody in the hospitals. So it all must be a big hoax. But the reason why there's no people in the hospitals is because all the routine operations and all the routine surgery has been stopped. And all the people that were expected to be in the hospitals for these operations and surgery, they've been told to stay at home. So, of course, you've got bits of the country that don't actually have any coronavirus cases yet. And if you go to the hospitals there, they'll be empty because they've been emptied in expectation of people catching this coronavirus. Because obviously you don't want people in the hospitals that are recovering from open heart surgery or having a hip replacement or chemotherapy. You don't want these people being put at risk of catching coronavirus once people start going to the hospital with that. So I think that's the reason for why people are posting all these videos to Twitter and say, oh, this is a hoax because the hospitals are empty. Well, it's just common sense that yes, the hospitals will be empty for a time because they've actually done the sensible thing. But even that is going to be harmful, isn't it? Because it's not like these operations are given just because people decided they wanted to have them. Operations are there because they're needed in order to keep people alive. So you're delaying a lot of people from having this medical interventions that they need so that we can get over this coronavirus problem. Again, all of this could have been avoided if we had just closed the borders to China. And we still haven't closed the borders, you know. Priti Patel was asking Boris Johnson last week, will you please close the borders? And Boris Johnson refused. They've closed the borders of the Schengen zone. They've closed that, but they're still accepting in asylum seekers. Germany is still accepting in asylum seekers. Sweden is still accepting in asylum seekers. Will this finally be enough to get people to realise that globalism is the wrong path? That it's actually brought us nothing but pain? Because I don't know what could come next. Rape gangs, terrorism, pandemics. Seriously, what is the universe going to throw at us next to try and get us to correct our course? And this is the way that it works. When we do the right thing, we were rewarded. When we do the wrong thing, we are corrected. We are punished. And life tries to push us back onto the correct path. And that's what's happening now. And this is one hell of a push to try and get us to move back onto the correct path. And you've got the crazy celebrities in the establishment saying, oh, yes, this is really going to get us all to pull together. It's not getting us all to pull together, is it? It's got white people all pulling together, but it hasn't got the Muslims and the Somalians and the Congolese and the Syrians. It hasn't got all of them pulling together with us, has it? They're pulling together with their own people. And a lot of them don't even believe in this, and they think that it's a hoax that's been set up by the white man just to get them to stay indoors. And I really would like to know how many of those 75,000 volunteers that volunteered for the NHS, I really would like to know what the ethnic breakdown of that is. And I'd also really like to know what the ethnic breakdown is of the 25% of NHS staff that are actually off sick, that are saying that they are sick, either with coronavirus or with a cold or with the flu. Because I have a suspicion that a lot of the people that are off sick will also be non-white. And a lot of the people that are selflessly volunteering to help with this, I have a suspicion that a lot of them will be white. But I doubt very much we will actually see the breakdown of those figures anytime soon. But I think what we will see is more people speaking up. Just in the general public, we're going to see more people saying, look, we've got to stop this globalism. It's globalism that caused this. It's multiculturalism that caused this. Multiculturalism has done nothing but cause us problems. If we had an ethno state here, and if we had just closed our borders, and if we were self-sufficient, we'd have had none of these problems that we've had. Terrorism, rape gangs, muggings, drug dealing, pandemics. All of these problems are self-made problems that we've made for ourselves by believing in this crazy idea that diversity is a strength and that globalism is of some kind of a benefit to us. I don't think it's even a benefit to these other races. How is it a benefit to Africa to get them to breed so many people that they can't look after themselves? How is that of benefit to them? If we just left them alone, they would have kept within certain numbers, and there would be enough food to provide for them. They wouldn't have to have food aid and charity. And we wouldn't have to be putting up with them coming to our country and not being able to get on with the way that we live, and us not being able to get on with the way that they live. It hasn't been of any benefit to them. We should have just been live and let live and kept to our own. And then we could have avoided all of this. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.